Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
I read with intrigue this morning Stephanie Park's article in the Irish Examiner today telling us about school holidays, and she asks the question, are they too long in Ireland? Do they actually fit the Irish modern family, given that the schools for secondary level and are already closed and the primary are due to close in a few weeks' time? Jennifer Horgan, who's a teacher and Irish Examiner columnist, is with us here on the programme today. Well, Jennifer, are the holidays too long, first of all?
Hi, Andrea.
How are you?
I think it's a big question, right? Mm. And there's lots to it. So firstly, I've always said I think the secondary school holidays are too long, okay? And I'm a secondary school teacher. I think they should be in line with primary. So I'd cut a month off, right, for secondary, mainly because I don't think it's the best thing for the students. I think it's too long. I think with the fact that they're on screens all the time now, I think, you know, parents struggle to keep them occupied. There's no real support for them in society. I think, like, you know, a bunch of teenagers wandering around, generally, you know, people can be quite unkind, you know, they can kind of, you know, so I think that teenagers get a raw deal. I'd prefer to see them in school for an extra month. But there's a whole issue with that around our infrastructure. We can't actually house them because we have the state exams on. And a lot of our schools aren't equipped to allow for school to continue whilst those exams are happening. So that's one issue. I'm happy with primary school holidays.
It's the difference of what? I mean, it's June and July and August. It's a full 12 weeks for secondary school students off, isn't it?
It is, and it's about 8 weeks for primary.
Okay.
So internationally speaking, primary school teachers are actually with students more than average, right? So, I mean, education is a very specific project, right? We are teaching children, we're educating them. And so we have to kind of be in line with international practice. So it doesn't really make sense to say primary school kids need to be in school for longer. However, I absolutely sympathise with parents. I absolutely sympathise with mothers, particularly because these are the people in our society who are generally looking after kids, right? It is impossible for them. Like, it doesn't work. You know, so Stephanie's article is absolutely spot on. It's not working. I would say, though, instead of looking to schools for to keep children longer than they should be kept by any standard, we should be looking to, like, flexibility in the workplace. We should be looking for more support from the state for young people during the summer holidays. And I would say also, like, neurodivergent children, they need the routine, okay? So, like, 8 weeks off for them is really difficult. So those children and the parents of those children need an awful lot more support.
Yeah, and wait till they get to secondary when you say it's 12 full weeks.
Exactly. It's really, really difficult. So I would just question, I think we need to keep children at the centre of this conversation. Mm. And I worry when I listen sometimes that they're just being spoken about as burdens. What are we going to do with them? You know, who's going to take them? How are we going to, like, that's something we need to sort of really pay attention to. What are we saying? Are we saying that children don't matter anymore? Are we saying that, you know, we're going to pretend to our employers that they're invisible? Like, we need to really kind of step back and, I think, prioritise children and what they need as parents, you know. So it's such a complicated issue, but I don't think the easy answer of primary schools staying open longer is the correct one. Mm.
It's interesting, though, because from my memory, and perhaps maybe it has changed, but in Northern Ireland, for instance, the secondary schools there, they aren't off as long as they are here in the South.
No, they're not. And I worked in London and in Abu Dhabi for a while, and I had 6 week holidays, you know, that's what I was used to. Now, what I would say then is they have much more space during the school year. So in terms of contact hours, there isn't that much of a difference. So they'll have study sessions during the day, for instance, where students can do their homework or whatever. We don't have that here. We tend to be in full contact for the whole school day. So we're packing in an awful lot to a shorter time. I would be a huge fan of slowing down the school day. So you're not changing the contact hours, lengthening the school year, you know, maybe having an extra week in December, but shortening that summer period. It's way too long here for secondary school.
So you're saying kind of leave the primary school holidays as they are, where the students finish up. It's roughly in around the 19th or so, isn't it? Around that kind of the third or second last week of June, I think most of them probably finish up, or the last week of June.
But it's last week of June for mine,
But it's the secondary school students you think could do with a month less, Jennifer?
Could do with a month less of holidays.
Rather than three months that they'd have two.
Yeah, Obviously unpopular among my students and my staff.
Yeah, text already coming in. Secondary school teacher. Before we start the teacher bashing, I'll come to that one in a moment. Which isn't what you're doing. I mean, to be fair, I think you've taken a fairly pragmatic approach to it. This listener wants me to ask you, though, who's going to supervise and correct the exams if the teachers are working for an extra month?
Yeah, that's another, you know, I think that, as I said, like the state exams make it really difficult, you know, and my answer is, I don't know, but I imagine maybe if we had a more staggered approach, so teachers had more time during the school day, I don't know, like, as I say, if we stretched out the year, would that free teachers up a little bit more to be able to mark, you know? I don't know. I can't give you an easy answer. The state exams are a problem for secondary, certainly.
Yes. Stay with me, Jennifer, for a moment, because as you can probably imagine, a lot of people want to join the conversation. 1800 453 106, that is the number. Lisa O'Sullivan-Shaw is with me here on the line today. Do you look forward, do you relish the school holidays with the four boys, Lisa, or are you already counting down the hours till they're back in September?
Hi, Andrea. So I have a bit of a different mix. So I have one in secondary school. I have three in primary school. And like your former guest there has said, I do think the secondary school holidays are slightly long. They could be shortened that month, but I've no problem with the length of the primary school holidays.
Yeah. 8 weeks is nice. Yeah. You know, it's not like...
8 weeks is nice. Yeah, 8 weeks is nice. And you know what? The older they're getting, the easier it is to handle them. Whereas when they were really, really young, it was like, oh my God, how long are these holidays kind of thing. But now at this age, it's a lovely age.
Yeah. Funny you say that, because any of my friends that have kids that are kind of at that kind of 13, 14 year age mark, they'll say it's nearly more difficult because they've sort of grown out of camps. They don't want to go to camps anymore. So what do you do with them for 12 weeks?
I'm lucky, thank God, I was blessed to have four boys, and we live out in the countryside with a big back garden, and they're mad into GAA, they're mad into soccer. I'm actually currently, I don't know, can you hear in the background, I'm currently at a Cumann na Bunscoil final. My boys just won.
Right, oh, good stuff. Congratulations.
Thanks. So that is what they do during the summer. Now, I do have the teenager that's a bit like, Mommy, can you bring me into the town? Can you bring me to town? That kind of thing.
Yeah.
But I think when the other boys get off school now in 2 weeks' time, it'll be grand because they'll be around with him.
So he lives, yeah. But it's the keeping them entertained when they've sort of grown out of doing the 5 days a week at some sort of sports camp or, you know, kids camp for the summer. They're beyond that.
They've gone out of camps, they've gone out of kind of cool camps now kind of thing. But as I said, luckily they all kind of play away together. Different story if I had a mix, I suppose. And possibly if I had younger children, I would be counting down the days back to school. But as I said, the way I am now, it's all good.
This texter says, it isn't that the school holidays are too long. It's that the work culture isn't accommodating to family life. I think that's the problem. Another listener tells me, would you let the kids have their 3 months off when they're in secondary school? They're actually quite self-sufficient, so it'll help them to develop with their own levels of independence. This listener says, in relation to the school holidays, I can imagine the amount of teacher bashing messages that you're going to receive this afternoon about our holidays. I really don't think people understand our job. We go to work, we're in front of students all the time, demanding a lot of energy and enthusiasm. I'd always love to put people into our job for a few days to really see what happens. We don't work 9 to 4, which a lot of people think we do. We actually spend hours and hours prepping, planning, correcting every single week. Our bodies are exhausted when it comes to the start of the summer holidays, and we deserve this 3 month break. Everyone needs a break from each other. We all come back then refreshed in September. And that comes in, Jennifer, from a secondary school student, or sorry, from a secondary school teacher, Jennifer, I should say.
Absolutely, back it. You know, as a teacher, it is, people don't understand what it's like to actually stand in front of a class of potentially 30 students and perform for the whole day. And we don't just work when we're doing that. We obviously do the marking and the planning as well. I absolutely agree. We need a break. The kids need a break. Like, they work very hard in school, and particularly in Ireland, when we don't have any breaks, they're constantly, that's six hours of instruction time every day. So it's like going to, I suppose, for an adult, and I know we did it once, we all did it when we were young, but it's tough. Like, they need a break, they need the stretch, they need, I think, 8 weeks, absolutely, in the summer. And for primary school kids, they absolutely need a break. They all love going home to their you know, hopefully, well, I know, obviously, that, you know, but for the most part, children want to go home, be with their families. They want to spend time with their yeah. families. Like, it's just, and as for teacher bashing, obviously, you know, as a teacher, that's not what I want to happen. It's a profession that should be respected. But it is a job, you know, and we have specific roles and responsibilities. And those roles and responsibilities don't include accommodating the work lives of parents. Mm. And I'm sorry if that sounds harsh, but it's just the genuine truth. Yeah. They don't. Like, okay. Our job is to educate the children.
Do you agree with that? Sean is with us on the line, 1800-453-106. What's your thoughts on this, Sean?
Yeah, well, obviously, I've 5'4", and I've one in secondary school. And funny, he actually only said to me the other day, he said, you know what, I wish I was actually, I'd rather be in school for the month because it's so quiet here. So he's off now. It's his first time experience in secondary school. So he's kind of finding it kind of very boring. But I can see it from both sides because my wife is a primary school principal.
Ah.
And a lot of people, like most people, don't understand what's involved. And they think, oh, she has all the support behind the Department of Education, all these places. Whereas in reality, like, she works through most of the summer anyway. She doesn't have primary school principals, and I'm sure secondary school is the same. Their support groups are very narrow. They don't necessarily get all the backing that people think they get. So I think they definitely deserve the time off. But it's really interesting insofar. I definitely think there does need to be more support. So many good points here made about flexibility around work, and we just don't have that here. So the secondary school holidays, they are quite long. They do seem, and it was just really interesting to hear my 13-year-old saying that the other day about nearly rather be in school for school, those. Yeah.
Three months is a long period of time to fill, Sean. Like, what's he going to do for 12 weeks?
It is definitely, it really is, and I think he's even finding that now.
Yeah.
So it was really eye-opening to see. It's that long ago since I've been in school, to be honest, which I don't remember. But and we live in a kind of busy enough area as well, where but some of his friends might be finished yet. So because he's obviously only in first year. So yeah, it was really interesting. I thought anyway.
What about you, Tracy? How do you feel about the school summer holidays for secondary level students? Are they too long?
I'm not really sure they're too long, because if you think about it, when you're in exam years, you have to be in for that month of June. So having it the years before, having the break for June is kind of nice.
Yeah.
Like when we were young, we used to be at home helping out at home when my parents were working.
But
I don't know if you can leave children at home.
Yeah, I wonder that. Is that the difference, that we had summer jobs from a very young age?
Yeah, we did. Like, we used to say, I used to volunteer before I was 16. At 16, I got a proper job and I was working then during the summer. But I used to volunteer then before that, say, with different charities. And I also used to babysit.
So that keeps
like
it.
We had, and there was a lot more for us to do.
Yeah.
Like, we used to often go up the fields. We used to do an awful lot more when we were young. You don't leave children off now to go up fields and everything
I do remember doing camps and summer camps, you know, at kind of primary level. But sort of by 13, like, I don't know what I did with myself for 3 months. You know.
No, I used to help out around the house. I often remember I used to cook and I used to clean and all of that.
Yeah. I would have had a part-time job, though. And I remember having that from probably about 14, nearly, if memory kind of serves me, or probably in and around that summer. Would you have any issue, or would any of your kids, Sean, would they like some kind of maybe a part-time job, or what's the story with that?
I do. I think he would. I think he likes to earn money. He likes his money. And he does stuff around the house, like, you know, different chores and things like that. But again, that doesn't fill in the whole day. And I think he would like to have something like that. But again, it's very hard at that age to try and get, you know, with whatever laws there are, you can't really have them at work. And so, as someone mentioned earlier on with the camps and stuff, he's kind of grown out of all that sort of stuff as well. So it's that really difficult age.
Yeah, minimum legal age for a summer job in Ireland is 14. Online today. So some of them are probably, and your own boys, Lisa, even the eldest is probably too young for that, is he? Is Lisa still with us? No, we not got Lisa, no. 087 1400 106, that's the WhatsApp number. A listener tells me, I was 12 years of age on my first secondary school holiday and my mother was absolutely thrilled because I had ended up minding my two-year-old sister for 3 months. She went back to work full time for the summer. Another listener says, I wonder if they shortened the summer holidays by 4 weeks, but they maybe moved them to April or October. Would the price of the foreign holidays at those times then likely increase? Would they know that it was for the summer holidays? Well, I'm sure they probably would. Listener says, I think it's outrageous how long the children get in Ireland for their summer break. In England, it's 6 weeks across the summer. The children are in school until 3:30 each day. My child's primary school was closed last week for a week as well, which I thought was ludicrous, considering that they're going to be off again in a couple of weeks' time for the summer. Apparently, the schools can use a certain amount of days off during the term as they choose. Well, that is the case, Jennifer. I mean, you can extend some of those long weekends, can't you?
It is, yeah. And again, I'd come back to the point that we're like primary school teachers here have actually more contact hours than in most countries. So that means they actually do need time for training. So they need to take those training hours. And certainly, like, my husband is a primary school teacher, I'm secondary. The amount of work he does in terms of preparation in the evenings and the at the weekends, you know. So, yes. Primary schools have to close for training. They will take that time. They have that flexibility because they have to stick to the required numbers of days for actual instruction. Like, that's not something that's kind of plucked out of the sky. That's part of a very carefully thought out time frame in terms of what's normal in education. Like, what do children need? You know, how many hours do they need? In terms, like, this is, you know, it's a very specific project, education. It's not babysitting. It's not just like put the kids in and they'll be looked after. So it is going to be limited in terms of...
Listener here tells me, and maybe you might know this, Jennifer, for instance, in France, this texter says the children get 2 weeks off every 6 weeks. They then have 6 weeks off in the summer. They're more rested throughout the year. They've longer days, but as you mentioned earlier, they do have to do the same amount of teaching. It's in a more relaxed environment across the day. Another listener tells me that their children are in school in Spain at the moment, and it's 3 months there as well. But the midterms, the Easter and the Christmas breaks are so much shorter than in Ireland. And as for the exams, they come back and do them apparently in July.
Yeah, so there's a juggle, you know, and different countries do it differently. And they all stick to kind of round and about the same number of kind of hours and days, and it's up to the country then to decide what works best. So, like, it's a good conversation to have. Is what we're doing currently working? Is it not working? Talking about the different, you know, obviously our society has changed hugely, but we have to keep on remembering that education is a specific thing. It's not childcare. So, you know, we can't suddenly increase the number of days and hours to fit into work lives. That can't happen. So we do need to look at broader options in terms of employers, flexibility, what is the state doing? Like, in some countries, in Sweden, I think the state is involved in work experience for teenagers. Mm-hmm. So, like, they work with companies to get them to give teenagers opportunities during the summer, you know, perhaps with their parents' workplaces, you know, just kind of more initiatives around the workplace that could actually help their employees. I think that's something that isn't looked at enough. We tend to just go to the schools as our answer.
Yeah, it's funny. There's a part of me as well, Jennifer, in all of this that just thinks, do you know what? That they're going to be working for long enough. Is there not just something kind of nice about doing sweet nothing for 3 months over the summer when you're a teenager or a child and just let them fill their time and, you know, like
there's
a part of me thinks they'll miss out on that, like.
Completely. It's important to be bored, you know.
Yeah.
It is, like, it's you know, we all, I know you say you can't remember, and I can't remember either what I did with myself, but I do remember a sense of freedom and excitement and spending loads of time with my friends and spending time away from my parents as well, you know, just kind of that kind of learning time where you're really connecting with your peers. Like, we do nowadays have the issue with phones, with screens, and that's a whole other thing, you know, but I do think that's changed those years considerably. So,
listener here says, I'm living for the summer. There's no school run, loads of time to spend with my two children that I thought I'd never have. Bring it on, says this listener. Texter tells me, I had great school summer holidays growing up in a farm in West Cork, footing turf included as well. This listener, though, just says, would you give me a break? 8 weeks off during the summer, a couple of weeks off at Christmas as well, and then a couple of more weeks off during the midterm. They've too much time off. Listener two tells me, just like having a bank holiday weekend at the beginning of February, children have having 3 months off makes absolutely no sense. And finally, for the moment, we had the summer project growing up back in the 1980s, says this listener, and it was absolutely brilliant. We had great day trips to everywhere with the likes of Clara Lara, we had canoeing in the Upper Liffey, even just the odd cinema trip. And then they stopped it 1 year, and I thought it was such a shame, says this listener. Email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. For the moment, my thanks to Lisa O'Sullivan Shaw, Sean Tracy, Jennifer Horgan there, Irish Examiner columnist and teacher, and we're talking today about Stephanie Park's article in the Irish Examiner newspaper.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.